Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A lawsuit over a Colorado law making EpiPens more affordable is moving forward. CPR's Haley May reports the outcome could impact more than 500,000 Coloradans.
The law went into effect last January, lowering epinephrine auto-injectors from $600 to $60, setting a hard cap for both people with insurance and creating an affordability program for uninsured people. Now, a lawsuit filed by drug manufacturers is going to trial. National Jewish Health doctor Rohit Katyal stresses the medication's importance for people with allergies to bees, nuts, and shellfish.
It's a potentially life-saving medication that, if not carrying it, one could have a fatal event.
If the manufacturer wins, he anticipates those who are not insured or are underinsured will be impacted first. Haley May, CPR News.
Latino Conservation Week wraps up this weekend after hundreds of events around the country, with seven of them being in Colorado. Coordinator Luis Cruz says getting Latino families outside and engaged in protecting natural resources is the goal.
When wanting to take your family camping, but if you don't have access to the information or that experience, that can be something that could be overwhelming and, quite frankly, a little scary. So we and our partners, we kind of start to demystify what conservation really is.
An annual Conservation in the West public opinion poll found that Latino voters overwhelmingly support conservation policies and equitable access to the outdoors. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.